Mark, you ever have one of those days when, you know, just it starts out, it's not great, and you're hoping that it turns around, and at some point it does, but it hasn't yet? Mark Pope.
Hey, that's what... CK, that's what we do every day, man. We try and save the day. That's why I'm here. That's what we do.
This is a train wreck. I mean, it might not. Well, maybe it does sound like it, but if you could see me here, it's a. And my producer is going to shoot me. I swear, I need bulletproof glass here. Second year head coach Mark Pope, UVU. Second coach in Utah Valley's 12 years as a D1 program, and this guy is the man. Former NBA veteran, won an NCAA title with Rick Pitino at Kentucky. He's got the pedigree. But the thing I love about you is just, I feel like I could be sitting at a bus stop and I could pull up, the bus pulls up, I get in, sit down, and you're there, and you and I could talk for a half an hour.
Yeah, we could, man. You're good at that.
No, you are. You're the man. So the reason we have you, in addition to wanting to always pick your brain, is talk about what's going on. Huge day today. The construction of a new basketball and practice and conditioning facility. Groundbreaking ceremonies today for the new V Basketball Center coming up at 11 o'clock, south side of the UCCU Center. Tell me about what this means. First of all, you know, it's a tip of the cap to the donation from new V Executive Chair Keith Nellison. And, I mean, that, you know that without donors and sponsors and everything, any program around, even Kentucky, around the country, doesn't fly if you don't get support. You know what that's about. But what does this mean for your program? What kind of a day is this?
Well, it's actually, we're breaking ground tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Wednesday. See, that's part of my problem.
it's a huge day for us. It's a huge day for our program. You know, there's those landmark moments in the growth of the program that are really important. This is a big deal for us, and you said it. You know, this is a plan that President Holland kind of introduced about a year ago in a meeting, and said, you know, let's sprint forward as fast as we can to do this, There were several steps along the way, none bigger than when Nuvi and Keith and McCauley Partners jumped in and really helped us with his naming. So it's going to be named the Nuvi Basketball Center, NBC. It's got a nice ring to it.
It does.
And it's going to be a beautiful building, and it's a huge part of what we're trying to grow here at Utah Valley Basketball.
Now, let's be honest. When you were negotiating for the job, was it important that be part of on the table that, you know, you want to take this program to heights that it's never seen, and everybody has to have a practice facility that, you know, that's part of recruiting, it's part of the whole deal. Was that something that was an important part of the deal before you came or as you were coming?
You know, President and I talked about that the very first time. In fact, it was President Holland, Val Peterson, the Vice President, and Vince Odepaul, the AD. We talked about that the very first time we ever met, just about the idea that, for, you know, it's just like a concert pianist or any other great performer. For you to master your art, you have to have access to your instrument or your playing field 24/7. And that's why it's such a big deal. That's, you know, the guys that we recruit, the reason that we're good, the reason why our guys develop is because we are 24/7 guys.
Yep.
We just finished camp last week, and our camp was ending. In fact, the first day of camp, our last games ended at 11:50 at night, and then my guys got on the floor till about 12:45 in the morning, getting work done on their own. That's the type of people that we're bringing in the program, and so that's why this is such a huge deal for us. It's great for our whole athletic department. We'll have a strength and conditioning center in there that'll be available to all student athletes. So it's a big deal for us.
Oh, no doubt. And tomorrow at 11 o'clock, south side of UCCU Center, among the list of dignitaries, Ryan Toulson, all-time leading scorer at the program, former UVU. Folks don't remember this, but Travis Hansen, before he went on to start BYU, was one of the real poster children. That doesn't even sound right, but he was one of the main guys at UVU, and then goes on to play in the NBA and then in Russia. He's going to be there. What does it mean for you to bring in those guys to come back and let them know that they're a part of the culture?
Well, we're going to have actually a bunch of former players back and some former coaches, too, which I'm really excited about. We've been reaching out to the former coaches of Utah Technical College and then Utah Valley State College. You know, specifically Ryan and Travis, both of them jumped in with huge financial contributions that actually made this building work. And it's one of the things that's really exciting about this building, too, is in large part it's being built by former players.
That's great.
And I think that when you bring in community businesses, you know, led by Newby, you bring in former players and former coaches, I think it lends some gravity and some mm-hmm. depth to the program. And those guys being a part of this is a huge deal for us. You know, obviously both of them had really important parts of their career at Utah Valley and have gone on to great success mm-hmm. since then. I think Ryan was named the MVP of basketball in the whole country of Russia this year, which is really exciting. And Travis had such a great NBA career and now is having such great success in his business life post basketball. Two great examples of success the guys have had coming out of Utah Valley.
Yeah, and in this day and age, I mean, here's a really cool thing. It's going to be this whole process will be streamed live for alumni and students and anybody connected to Utah Valley University. They can watch the whole process at www.wolverinegreen.com. I mean, that's a new thing we haven't seen. You know, it's a new wave of the last decade of waves that you can take events and make them worldwide and reach all of your alumni.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting day for us.
Let's not sugarcoat this. You have the UVU Green Man Group, the cheerleaders, and Willie the Wolverine. I mean, that guy, when you get him to come to an event, it's huge.
Yeah,
Willie's busy. He's a busy dude.
We go visit schools or we go visit community events, you know, with players on the team, and that's really the list. Willie is the hit by far.
Oh, yeah.
The guys are excited to see our players. And then there's just the rest of us, you know, picking up, you know, trash and cleaning up. But Willie is he's a master of promotion.
No doubt. It's a great untold story that the chicks really do dig the mascots. I mean, that's a road to any date. No one's ever going to turn down a request for a date from a mascot. But that's I got to, you know, again, I've started this by telling you I'm having a weird day. So you came on, okay? It's Mark Pope, head basketball coach at Utah Valley University, getting ready for a huge event tomorrow, the Newby Basketball Center, groundbreaking. The event starts at 11 o'clock. Where are you guys with the program right now? Like, what kind of time frame are you? It's the off season, but it's never off.
Yeah, we're really excited. So we'll have all our guys back on campus starting next Monday. You know, we're allowed by NCAA rules to have an 8-week period where we train guys in the summer. So all of our guys will be back in school. We'll go really hard for 8 weeks and take a week or two off before we start, you know, the regular school year. We're really excited about where the program is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have some returning players. You know, Zach Nelson was probably the best returning player that we inherited, and he had a great summer last summer, and then right before the season broke his leg. And then in the recovery, he had some blood clot issues, so he missed the whole season. He's been working really hard. He's going to be back.
That's great.
We'll have a terrific year for us. You know, we have several transfers that sat out last year. Brandon Randolph, a transfer from Xavier.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Poitras, a transfer from St. Cloud. And Isaac Nielsen, a transfer from BYU. All three worked really hard last year to prepare. And then we have some recruits that we're unbelievably excited about. You know, Connor Toulson was the player of the year in junior college, won the junior college national championship.
Yep.
People know him here
sure.
from winning a national championship at Lone Peak. In fact, he won a national championship his senior at Lone Peak, went on a mission, won the junior college national championship his next season, and then, of course, his team that he coached in our Utah Valley summer camp won the camp championship. This dude has not lost a game in 5 years.
Got to have winners. It's crucial.
Yeah, so we're really excited about where we're going. I think we're growing really fast. You know, we have a very, very difficult non-conference schedule this year. But we're excited to get out there and play the very best of our and see what we can do.
Yeah, looking forward to that. A couple more minutes here with Utah Valley University head basketball coach Mark Pope. And, John, if you have that cut ready, you know, lost in all the celebration, and I'm not picking on LeBron because I think he is. You know, every week we reevaluate the greatest player on the planet. And so now this week it is LeBron. But, and you know, one of my favorite phrases was from old Fred Hickman at CNN used to say, wherever you're going, there you are. Which doesn't mean anything. And then LeBron drops this nugget last night.
I came back for a reason. I came back to bring a championship to our city. I knew what I was capable of doing. I knew what I learned in the last couple of years that I was gone. And when I came back, I knew I had the right ingredients and the right blueprint to help this franchise get back to it, to a place that we've never been.
Now, I love all of it except that I wanted to take this franchise back to a place it's never been. Wait a minute. Well, my head blew up. If you can do that, if you can take someplace back, anyway, that's just as a way to get into these things. You know, sometimes the champagne
PK,
celebration.
That's just like saying we're going to turn this thing around 360 degrees, baby. It's a great sports cliche.
Yeah, like I think that was the mailman's. You know, we're going to turn this thing around 360. Wait a minute. So your impressions from the finals. You know, I guess, you know, either way, you know, if you're Lou or you're Kerr, it's two entirely different worlds right now today.
Yeah. You know, this game is one of the reasons this game is so great is because everything changed because Kyrie Irving made a shot and because Steph Curry didn't.
Right.
Really, at the end of the game, that's what it comes down to. And that changed LeBron James's reality and his legacy, and it changed the Cleveland Cavaliers sports history, and it changed the Golden State one. And and that's why this game is so beautiful, because it comes down to the tiniest little things like that. I thought it was, you know, listen, how could you not appreciate the performance that LeBron James put on the last four games?
Amazing.
It was really unbelievable. And Kyrie Irving, to see him raise up and maybe, you know, jump into that fray for being really a real superstar in this league is really, really exciting. And it was sure fun to watch, and it was as dramatic as it can get. And so many great storylines is why I love this game.
Yeah, it reminded me of the end of the Patriots-Seahawks Super Bowl. So many legacies. Mm-hmm. You know, Brady would have lost another one. He would have been 3-3, and the Seahawks would have had back-to-back. All these different things. And the kid makes an unbelievable play, the undrafted free agent Malcolm Butler, makes up one play, and everything changes with the narrative. And all of a sudden, you're a winner or a loser based on one play. It doesn't really change who you are, but it does.
Yeah, it's just, but that is the nature of this game, right? And I think it is. What makes it so dramatic and so spectacular is really a made shot and a missed shot. It just dictates so much. And you know, listen, I thought it was an unbelievable, like I said, unbelievable series. The Oklahoma City series leading up to it was such a dramatic series, such a great series. And then this regular season that the Warriors put together, so many storylines, great year for the NBA.
Yeah. And you had to feel good being a big and sometimes not exposed. I didn't say that. But challenge, that's a better word. In a pick and roll, you get switched out on a guy like Steph Curry, and it was the defensive play of Kevin Love's career. Maybe in the back of the mind, he knew Steph wasn't going to drive. Steph later said he probably should have, because with 45 or 50 seconds to go, a two is almost as good as a three. Didn't need the three, but Steph is about the three. So Love stays home on him and manages somehow to not foul him and actually affect the shot, which – I mean, Kevin Love grew huge in that final game 7, too.
He sure did, you know, and you think about a guy, and there was so much commentary on this after the game, but you think about a guy who, you know, probably didn't play the role that he expected to when he signed with Cleveland in the championship series, right? But he found, in game 7, found what they needed, which they needed to be a man on the board, keep him alive in that game, and then you're right. Go figure. Kevin Love is going to make the defensive play of the game. What is going on? Yeah. It was fantastic.
Yeah. And then, you know, another thing that hit me is just the war of attrition that is the finals and it is the playoffs. And then, you know, Bogut goes down, okay, 10 or 15 minutes, but he is the, you know, you talk about Draymond Green, but Bogut, you know, those early 10 minutes, wherever he plays, he's knocking people around. You're not getting through that screen. He's blocking some, and you take, and then you have Iguodala, yep, who was compromised. He was not right. And all of a sudden, I think the Cavs realized, hey, it's like us last year. They're not really who they are.
Yeah, that's right. You know, you think about this. You think about this NBA season, and you think about it, especially Golden State, you know, going for this record-breaking season where, you know, they only lose 9 games the entire regular season, and there are so many dramatic, high-pressure-filled games, and then you take them through the playoffs, the first 3 rounds of the playoffs, and then they're down 3-1 in the conference finals, and they magically come back and win that. One of the things that I really appreciate was just the mental and emotional and physical fatigue that these guys have to be playing with. I mean, they've had 50 monumental, high-pressure, you know, kind mm-hmm. of game-of-your-life games already in the season, right? And that is just – it just has to take a toll. You know, one of the plays that sticks out to my mind is Steph Curry's behind-the-back kind of casual pass to Klay Thompson in the closing minutes, where you just think, you know what, this is the two-time MVP. And that emotional toll, that mm-hmm. physical toll of what they've gone through for the last 9 months, these 120 games, right? You just have to think that's got to play some role in a play like that going on, right? Yeah. Where there's just so much drama and so much to it, and then you just have an errant pass. It really is it's a huge play.
Yeah.
But it's a credit to these guys that they can get through this and that they manage their bodies and their emotions through all that drama and still are able to perform at such a high level.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. Just the way you guys did it at Kentucky time and time again. Mark, congratulations. Good luck at tomorrow's groundbreaking. And again, it does signal a whole new level for Utah Valley University basketball. Appreciate your joining us here for a couple of minutes. I think you're coming in to join us here later in the week or something. We're working something out maybe next week, but enjoy spending time with you and thoroughly enjoy tomorrow's program and ceremony because you deserve it. You know, you're in the process of building a winner there. Keep it up.
CK, you're the best. Thanks for having us on,
right,
bro.
All right, talk to you soon.